the majority of the NGOs in Zimbabwe have people with a desire to earn a living, but without the passion to address the real issues affecting the citizenry. Ask yourself why we have a lot of HIV/AIDS organization, and yet we continue to receive reports of HIV positive people who are unable to access ARVs. Where is all the money being poured into this sector going to? You find them in hotels holding workshops. If you ask, why do we have several human rights organizations that are talking of social justice, that are talking of plurality, that are talking of good governance? Why is it that we have an ending conflict in Zimbabwe? If these guys are saying we are impacting positively, they have only relied on issuing statements. But if you ask the communities, who do you know of this organization? They will tell you that we only read about them in the papers, but we have not heard of them in this community. So you realize that the majority of the NGOs that we have are driven by a certain political agenda that is has no link to the suffering of the common person, that has no desire to end poverty, that has no desire to attack the real problems of society. These are people who are coming in with the intention of maybe making a living out of the crisis. The question of poverty, you would ask yourself why, if organizations like the DFID from the UK, USAID from America, have poured millions of dollars and they announce it, that we are doing it to address these challenges, and you still find very poor people. Our economy is not growing. Why? Where is that money going to? And what issues are they addressing? Are they addressing the real problem, or they are simply dealing with the symptoms and playing around with them, hoping that one day things will suddenly change and go in their favor? I do not believe in the politics of appeasement, where people simply address what the donor wants. I believe that the NGOs in Zimbabwe are not independent from foreign influence.